On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two. What's going on, everybody? Tiger baseball at 12:10. Tigers, Pirates, Troy Melton making his big league debut. Tigers trying not to get swept and go 1-5 on a road trip before returning home against the Toronto Blue Jays, who have been one of the biggest surprises in all the game. And by the way, is a half game behind you for the best record in the American League. Why does that matter? If you fall to the third best record, you get the 3 seed, you got to play in a wild card series in the playoffs. Meaning Houston's a half game back, Toronto's a half game back, you're slumping. I don't want to play in the wild card. Yeah, it'd be a Comerica, it'd be 3 games, you got to win 2 of them, but no thanks. So we're asking you, this Tiger slump, is it the beginning of the end? Is it Twins-like from last year? Or is it just baseball? Like, the Dodgers have lost 11 of their last 14. So they're probably freaking out a little bit in LA too. Fair? So it's probably just baseball, but man, do they look bad. Speaking of bad, yesterday they lose 8-5. And two of the biggest gaffes you'll see took place. Spencer Torkelson lackadaisical to a ball, allowing O'Neill Cruz to score. And also Wenzel Perez coming home on a sack fly missed the plate completely. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I'm asking you, do we have one universal Detroit sports gaffe? If we do, what is it? And by the end of the program, I think we can agree on one. So far, at least for me, it's the C-Web timeout. For everybody else, it's probably the big shot Bob. She leaving him in game 5. But what would you say? Sterling Sharp being left wide open. There's a ton that have not even been mentioned, so I don't want to steal any thunder. And I got to get to this Marcus Davenport cut as well. But first, let's go to Gordon. You're on the ticket. What's up, Gordon? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's going on?
Well, you know, to answer your question here, when I think of gaffes, I think of mental gaffes. And I think Marty Morningweg picking the kick instead of taking the ball at overtime.
Taking the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, against Chicago.
I'm sorry.
That was ridiculous. Yeah. And listen, I don't know that that's the biggest gaffe simply because the Lions sucked under Morningweg and they stunk that year. But yeah, that lost them the game. Like, who doesn't take the ball first? And I remember back then, Gordon, it was such a long time ago, but I still remember reading articles and there were people defending that move. You guys don't get it. The wind in Chicago is crazy. It's called the Windy City. And I'm like, bro, yeah, take the football.
Yeah, Chicago went down and scored.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's pretty good. Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right. If you want to hit on it, 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Now, before we move on, I got to play this. So Marcus Davenport, who you brought back after playing in not even 2 games last year and 4 games the year before, 1 year prove it deal, opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. I don't know if you know this, but the fact that Brad Holmes did not do a ton to improve the defensive line and now Anzarike is out for the season, it's got people talking and wondering and maybe worrying a little bit. So yesterday, Davenport steps to the podium and he's talking to the media. I want to play this for you. Brad Galley, good question, asked Marcus, are you the guy that's going to be the opposite of Hutch that's going to be successful? Take a listen to this interaction, then we got to talk. All right, so, what? That's super bizarre, is it not? Are you the answer? Well, don't look at me. Don't look at me, even though, dude, you are the answer. You are the right defensive end. You are opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. You are the answer. Now, I think what's going on is Davenport is probably annoyed that so many people don't trust him to stay healthy, that so many people don't think he's the answer, that so many people have glossed over him when talking about the defensive line. So I think that's how or why he reacted the way he reacted. But that's a bizarre answer. And I'm curious, what do you make of it? Like, what goes through your mind when you hate or you hear that? Because it's funny because I was looking at the comments and I saw this online on social media and the majority of people are like, wow, low energy, bro. Or people are like, we're supposed to get excited about that. And then there were some that are just like, hey, dude, cool. He wants to be left alone and go do his thing. By all accounts, early on in training camp, he's one of the guys being talked about as a standout. So early on, he looks good. And we've always said this, by the way. If the man can stay healthy, he can maybe make an impact. The problem is we're not doubting him as a player. We're doubting him because he can't stay healthy. Like, I'm going to steal something that every sports radio host has said at some point.
What's the best ability?
Availability. Ho, ho, ho. Listen to any sports radio show. The host will say it at one point. So we're not doubting his play. We're just doubting the fact that he's going to be on the field, his availability. But that's a weird response. Am I a bad guy for now not trusting him even more? Like, I'm going to go around the room. I want your reaction, though, too. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. That is the weirdest response. It's almost like, well, I don't know what it is. I'm not quite sure what to think other than what I've already told you. King, what'd you make of it?
It's one of those where you hear it and you're like, well, I don't love that. Because the football is a game of emotion and passion, and I don't feel the energy and the passion in his comments. And I'm not like, listen, I get it. Today's not the Super Bowl. And they're not, you know, this isn't a Super Bowl press conference where he's ready to go out tomorrow and rip some heads
off. Of course.
But with that being said, man, you've been here for like two plays, you get hurt, and then everyone's been talking about all offseason. I know he doesn't want to personally hear it, but it's a focal
point.
Yeah, who's the guy who's going to be opposite Hutch, right? I just wanted some more energy and drive out of his answer, and I feel like, is that going to resonate onto the football field if he's like, I just want to do my job? You don't have a desk job. You know, this is a job where you got to physically get dirty, right? You got to go out there and manhandle somebody, and I know I'm just basing it off this answer, but he was better off giving a generic, you know,
yes,
hey, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to try to stay healthy this year, I'm going to give everything I got. One of those things would have been better than, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
I couldn't believe it, actually.
It's wild, man. All right, what about Kenny? What do you think? Like, am I a bad guy? I already don't trust the Davenport move. I already was bummed that Holmes didn't do more. And then you get word they're bringing back a guy that can't stay healthy. And then the first time he talks to the media, hey, are you ready to be opposite of Hutch? We're so excited. Yeah, don't look at me, dumbass.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
He didn't say dumbass. It's such a weird response. Like, and again, you're right, Kang, you can't judge a guy by what he says. It's just words. He's just trying to oblige his media responsibilities and then move on with his day and his life. But that's a bizarre response. And I agree. I was looking for, like, I'm ready to go. Let's go. This is going to be a good season. If I stay healthy, I think I can. I'm going to bust some heads. And again, if you read the observations from training camp, and I'm a sicko, I like to read this stuff, like who's standing out? The first 3 days, and it's like 3 days, so it's not a big deal, but Marcus Davenport is mentioned. He looks good, he's trimmed down, he's ready to kill some quarterbacks. But then why respond like that unless he's annoyed that people are already not trusting him? Because if you listen to any Lions fan, you gloss over this guy. And I'm not blaming you because I do the same exact thing. It's kind of like how we talked about Javi Baez coming into the season. We're like, yeah, Baez sucks. Now, we talked about Baez for a different reason than we talk about Davenport. We don't think Davenport sucks. We just don't think he can stay healthy. But what'd you make of the comments? 248-539-9797 and the ticket text, the exact same number. The other thing, though, with this, and I'm curious, we'll get to the calls. I'm curious, is there one guy on the Lions that you simply don't trust? Well, we always ask the question, like, who's the X factor? Who's the guy that you need to get it done this year? Is there a guy that you simply don't believe in? I got a new guy. His name is Marcus Davenport. By the way, we get this ticket text. It says, hey, I got kids, man. See, that's pretty good. You get what he did there? You guys got it, right? That's not too old of a reference. Prince
Fielder.
Well,
let people know. Yeah, let people know.
Prince Fielder. That was my question. I'm going to pat myself in the back. 2013, lose to the Red Sox. Prince Fielder talking to the media. He's like, hey, I got kids, man. I'm like, but Prince, you do understand there's Tiger fans that are devastated. I want to know what you think about losing to the Red Sox in the Grand Slam by Shane Victorino. And Verlander was going to pitch in game 7. And that was, of course, Leland's last game. And he looked at me. He's like, I got kids, man. And I didn't know it at the time, but that was live on Fox 2. And I don't know, 2 months later, he was gone.
I almost feel like that was obviously, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that meant more because it was, you know, what was on the line, playoffs, championship, all that stuff. This is just literally training camp presser.
Okay.
But with that being said, I feel like the Davenport's almost worse because you play football.
Yes.
You can go out there and be a baseball player and not have to, like, run through a brick wall, like you said, right? This, you do kind of have to run through a brick wall every day. And he has, like, no passion.
But
he almost said, in fact, I'm not the guy. What do you mean you're not the guy? Are you going to try?
Don't look, he legitimately said, I'm not the guy. Don't look at me. All right, what'd you make of the comments? I just saw this ticket text. I want to ask you guys if you buy it, because there are now two incidents that maybe this texter's right. We'll get to that. Your thoughts on the Marcus Davenport comments. And is there one guy on the Lions coming into this season, massive season, they have a lot of obstacles in front of them that you simply don't trust? You don't have any confidence in. I got a new guy. His name's Marcus Davenport. 97 won the ticket. Tiger Bay.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.